All right, we'll say. Let's begin. So first of all, a special welcome to Rav Chastain, who is visiting us from Portland, Oregon, who is here with us for Shabbos. Great sechos to have you. We hope you enjoy your stay in our community. And halavai, shvi matzliach. All right, so we'll say, so let's begin. So I want to share with you actually tonight is a special doubleheader privilege. We're going to get to do a little bit of Rabbi Nachman and a little bit of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. So literally, you've struck the Hasidus jackpot tonight, mamish. So let's say, so we're going to begin with the Rabbi. We're going to begin with Rabbi Nachman. So let's say, so I apologize, I didn't number the shiurim, but you'll see it's on the side of the page that says Lukuti Halachas. So the Rabbi picks up on the following idea. So remember again, if you look just in the opening psukim of the first of the two parashas of this week, first of the three parashas of this week, so the pasuk says, Vayakel Moshe Eskaladas Bnei Yisrael, Vayomer Aleihem, Eila Hadvar Masher Tziva Hashem La'asos Osam. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes ahead and he tells Klal Yisrael, gathers them together, and he says to them, these are the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded you. And of course, again, one will note, we'll say there, Josh, there's room up here, Ali, there's room up here, bring shoes over here. So remember again, what the Rebbe points out, what all the Mefarshim point out, is that although the Pasuk begins by discussing all of the, it sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu is gathering everyone together to discuss the details of the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu Mamish launches right into the laws of Shabbos. So Rashi HaKadosh points this out, and Rashi HaKadosh explains, so Lama Nismacha, why is it that Shabbos is juxtaposed to the Mishkan? So ultimately, to teach us the idea that as important as Binyan HaMishkan is, as important as building the Mishkan is, it's not Toch Shabbos. Not Toch Shabbos. It does not set aside the laws of Shabbos. Now again, okay, fine. So it says the Rebbe. So let's take a look. Lekutei Halachos, the bottom section. Vayakel Moshe. Zeu Bechinas Vayakel Moshe. Yisirom HaMalechas HaMishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu gathers everyone together in order to go ahead and reinforce and to review the various laws of the Mishkan. Umikodem, Hisir Mashmir Shabbos. The first thing, of course, that Moshe Rabbeinu does is he reminds them, or he reviews with them, the laws of Shabbos. Lohoros Shemelechas HaMishkan Ina Docha Shabbos. To teach them about a very important yisod, that as important as the Mishkan is, the laws of the Mishkan, or the Binyan HaMishkan, is not Docha Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zichron Levracha. Fine. Ulechor HaKasha. Moshe the Rebbe asks, Rabbi Nachman asks, a very simple question. Let's say, I'll just tell you something amazing, just the Rabbi Nachman Maisa, that Mamish happened to us on the last day we were in Eretz Yisrael. So we did a segue to our round Yerushalayim, which was Mamish beautiful. So the cab driver picks us up. I don't remember. Were we in that cab together? So I don't remember exactly how this conversation. How did it start? Oh, he had a big sticker on the door of his car. Ein Yeush Ba'olam. So we actually learned that together. There's no despair in this world. That's Rabbi Nachman, the Kutim Aran, Memra Memtes. We've learned that together. So it was incredible. So he starts telling me in the cab how he's gone to Uman, how he has a Rebbe in Rabbi Nachman. I mean, he has a Rebbe teaching Rabbi Nachman. And before we get out of the cab, he goes ahead and he gives us booklets with Tikkun HaKlali, with Rabbi Nachman on Tshuva. I also have to understand something. So this guy was a Kippah Sruga individual. I said, Mamish, that's a chaser of Rabbi Nachman. That's a chaser of Rabbi Nachman. Chaser of Rabbi Nachman is someone where after he does something for you and you owe him money, he's Mamish going to give you something. That's, it was just quite amazing. So the Rabbi says something amazing. L'chor HaKasha. So Rabbi Nachman says it's a fundamental question. Hecha ala aladas, shemalechas hamishkan docha Shabbos. He will say, why would a person assume for a moment that the construction of the Mishkan would set aside Shabbos? Those are both saying, What the Gemara, because again, Rashi is quoting the Gemara, what the Gemara is saying is, Moshe Rabbeinu needs to bring up the laws of Shabbos in order to reinforce the Klal Yisrael that as important as the Mishkan is, the Mishkan's not Docha Shabbos. So the Rebbe asks a very simple question. Why would you think that the Mishkan is Docha Shabbos? Meaning, what's the Havamino? That the Mishkan be Docha Shabbos? Halo in shum mitzvah she'in zmana kavua Docha Shabbos. We'll say again, any mitzvah that does not have a defined time is not Docha Shabbos. And we'll say, now what does it mean? Any mitzvah that doesn't have a defined time? So there are certain mitzvahs that are Docha Shabbos. For example, Bris Milah. Right? So Bismila pretty much is one of the only examples, right? And again, the Torah says Ubayom Ashmini. So the Gemara dashes Ubayom Afilu B'Shabbos. So again, we understand that why, because the Torah itself has a hakpada. The Torah itself is clear in its insistence that Mila be done on the eighth day. So I understand the logic, therefore, that if the eighth day falls out on Shabbos, the Mila has to occur on Shabbos. But that's dafka because Mila's time-bound. But what's the Havamina? That the construction of the Mishkan, which is not time-bound, would set aside Shabbos. So it says Rabbi Nachman, Acha Inyan, Ki Melechas Binyan HaMishkan V'Cheilov, Zedekhinas Binyan HaHechal HaKodesh. This is actually quite beautiful. So says the Rebbe, everyone knows that the construction to build the Mishkan and its utensils is Bechinas, is in the category of what the Rebbe calls Binyan Hechal HaKodesh. So we'll say, when you read that line at first glance, you assume that what it means is what? You assume that what it means is that the fabrication of the Mishkan is to, so to speak, foreshadow and to a certain degree mirror the ultimate construction of the Beis HaMikdash. But that's not what Rabbi Nachman means. If you look in the parentheses, he says, Dahainu, Lekarev Lahashem, Lekarev Nafshos Lahashem Yisbarach. We'll say, you know, the most fundamental question we have when we read these parashas, I mean, let's be honest, we're amongst the chaverim. So, you know, by the time you get to Vayakel and Pekudei, you have Mishkan fatigue, right? And again, nobody likes to talk about it, nobody likes to admit it, but even Vayikra's looking good right now, right? Hey, give me some carbonos, give me something. Just get me out of like the cubits and the shmubits and the this and the that. I can't take it anymore. I'm just four parashios of the same exact stuff. Remember, Chumat Tetzave are mirrored by Vayakel Pekudei. Now you have to ask yourself, why does the Ribono Shel Olam spend so much time focusing on details of a structure that occupied a central place in Jewish history, but just one time? We'll say, we're never again going to have a Mishkan. We are never again going to have a Mishkan. So how could it be that Torah HaKadosh spends so much time focusing on something that it has such a limited shelf life, right? The Mishkan was around for how many? 400 years. 400 years, which I will say, in the continuum of Jewish history, is a blip on the radar. It's nothing. And yet so much incredible detail for something that is historically, it was significant then, but will never be significant again. So it says that we have to understand something. I will say, every single detail of the Mishkan is important. Do you know why? Because the building of the Mishkan, says Rabbi Nachman, mirrors the Binyan Heichal HaKodesh. But what's the Binyan Heichal HaKodesh? I will say, that's the Bilvavi Mishkan Evneh. That ultimately, again, what the Rebbe is teaching us, I will say, is that when the Ribono Shel Olam gives us the instructions for building the Mishkan, he's giving us the instructions for building ourselves. Because you see, I will say, we can't relate to a Beis HaMikdash. No, we can't relate to a Beis HaMikdash. A Beis HaMikdash is fixed in place. A Mishkan I can relate to. Why? Because the Mishkan is mobile. Because the Mishkan moves all around. Because the Mishkan has to learn how to deconstruct and reconstruct. I will say, what is life all about? Life is all about deconstruction and reconstruction. Life is all about putting stuff up, taking it down, and figuring out how to put it back up. We'll say, that's the Bilvavi Mishkan Evna. I'm a Mishkan. You're a Mishkan. We're all a Mishkan. So Ribono Shel Olam tells us, I'm going to have to tell you how to build every single Kelim. Because we'll say, each of those Kelim relate to us in different ways. The Mishkan is the structure for life. Ribono Shel Olam wants us to delve deeper into it. And when you delve deeper into it, when you know how to build the physical Mishkan, you know how to build the Bilvavi Mishkan. You know how to build the Mishkan inside also. And I must say, that's our job. Our job is to decode the details of the physical Mishkan to try to figure out how to build and rebuild the personal Mishkan. That's why the Torah HaKedosha goes into such incredible detail with every keli, with every keresh, right? With every utensil, with every board, with every socket. Why? Because contained in those details are the secret for successful living. So the Rebbe goes on, he says, because I will say, here's what's amazing. It was through the building of the Mishkan that the Shekhinah once again resided within Klal Yisrael. Remember again, in the aftermath of the Chet Egel, the sin of the golden calf, the Shekhinah removes itself from Klal Yisrael. The Mishkan was the first time, it's the end of the Parashas Pekudei this week. The Anan comes, rests in the Mishkan, shows Klal Yisrael that the Ribono Shel Olam is back in their midst, and ultimately is demonstrative of divine forgiveness. This shows Klal Yisrael that their tshuva has been accepted. Shekol zeh, who bechinas binyan heichal hakodesh mavura ba'atora heichal hakodesh. Ki kemo, by the way, you should know, Rabbi Nachman has, you can see, he goes over the Likutei Moharan, Simen Nuntes, the Rebbe goes through the different utensils of the Mishkan and shows us how they're necessary for building a personality. Ki kemo she nivna ha-mishkan begashmius. Just like the actual physical Mishkan. Remember again, the primary part of the physical Mishkan was what? Is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let's say everything in the Mishkan is a lead up to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Iker. From behind the Parochas, from behind the curtain, ultimately you have the Aron, the Kruvim, sitting on top of the Kaporas, the lid, the Shechina HaKadoshim rests between the Kruvim. He says, left-hand paragraph, Kimokin, Nivna Mishkan, Vehechala Kodesh Beruchnius, Minafshos Yisrael, Shenis Karvula, Shem Yisparach, Al Yidei Moshe, Shech Zirim B'tshuva. So we'll say, listen to this. It says Rabbi Nachman something amazing. It's such a dramatically different way of looking at things. As Klal Yisrael is busy building the physical Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching them the lessons about the personal Mishkan. Every single part of the Mishkan relates to some part of, let's say, of us, of our lives. And as Klal Yisrael is building the physical edifice in an effort to get the Shechina back, remember again that Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, you know that if you want the Shechina back, by the way, you can't get the Shechina back through just the building. The physical Mishkan is not going to get the Shechina back. The Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, that's going to get the Shechina back. And so every stage of the physical labor they do, Moshe Rabbeinu teaches them how to apply that stage of physical labor to their personal lives. You're building X, you're building the Shulchan, you're building the Aron, you're building the Mizbeach, you're putting up the planks, the Krashim, the Oros, the skins on top. I'm going to show you how to build that in the physical structure. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to show you how to build that in your life. Why? Why am I showing you to build? Because what do you want, Klal Yisrael? You want the tshuva. You want the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You want to re-achieve that level of closeness. Nimsa. Shebinyan ha-mishkan hu b'chinas binyan heichal hakodesh. Shezah ha-esek yakar v'chashiv ma'od ma'od eitzah Hashem yisbarach. Yoseh mikal ha-avod ha-shebol. So we'll say, one can make the argument that the construction of the Mishkan, and when I say construction of the Mishkan, we're talking about the duality of the Mishkan, the physical Mishkan and the personal spiritual Mishkan, was that there's no more important avoda than this in Yiddishkeit. There's nothing more important in a Jew's life than building your Mishkan. Because building your Mishkan represents your ability to forge a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Building your Mishkan represents the opportunity, the ability to do tshuva, to return. Building your Mishkan represents the ability to infuse meaning into every area of your life. Now watch this. He goes on, he says, Ki get, hize ikir gidulaso ukvoda shal Hashem Yisparach, ki sharechokim biyoser niskarvim elav. So therefore Rabbi Nachman says over here, because for the Ribbono Shel Olam, there is nothing greater than when those who are far come close. There is no greater accomplishment, so to speak, for the Shechina. There is no greater accomplishment, is the wrong word. There is no greater moment of joy for the Shechina than when those who are far decide to come back. So you understand, says the Rebbe, the power of the building of the Mishkan. The physical structure was important for it, was the glue that held Klal Yisrael together. But on a deeper level, every step of physical construction represented a parallel step of personal construction. He goes on, he says, Now this is also the sort of Shabbos. Go to the next paragraph on the next page. I mean, same side, but just the page over. Kimo shakasav batar niska la'el al ma'amar ha-zohar as Shabbosu sai tishma. So we'll see here the Rebbe calls the Zohar that the Pasuk is talking about the Shabbosu sai tishma. Now the Zohar over here is actually focusing on the double lashon. Why Shabbosu sai? Why two Shabbosos? So the Zohar has a whole arichos over here, but he says, Rabbi Nachman just quotes this one piece, do igula v'ribua dilgo. So we'll say, without getting into this whole memory of the Zohar speaks about Shabbos as if you could imagine that Shabbos is the circle within the square. It's a whole mammar of the Zohar. Shabbos is the circle within the square. That's what is Shabbos about, Rabbi Hussain. Shabbos is about creating parameters around our world. The circle represents the world. The square represents parameters around the world. You see, during the week, I could often think that the world is mine. During the week, we often live with a world with just the circle, no square. Comes along Shabbos, and Shabbos reminds us that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the creator. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who controls. The Ribbono Shel Olam, his hashkacha, governs everything. Shabbos is the square, the framework around the circle. What the Rebbe is saying is, what's the point of Shabbos? The point of Shabbos is also to bring the Jew back and to reconnect HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The whole week, Rabbi Osai, the Jew runs the risk of saying, Kochi va'otzem yadi asli esachayel azeh. Look what I've done, look what I've accomplished. Shabbos Kodesh, there's no physical, material, dynamic activity. I don't do anything. What am I saying when I don't do anything? What I'm saying is, emotional, you are the creator. You are the doer. I live in this world, but my world is embedded in your square. V'alkei, listen to this. Rabbi Osai, so you see what's happening over here? You have the Mishkan and you have Shabbos that essentially are trying to both teach the same yisod, which is a return to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The way the Mishkan does it is ultimately going ahead and by building physical things on a parallel level, while I'm building the physical, I'm building the personal. Every part of the physical building has meaning for me as an individual. So as I'm building a structure, I'm building myself. As I'm building the external Mishkan, I'm building the Bilvavi Mishkan. I have no why, for one purpose. Because I need to get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will say, you know, the Jew is always traveling in one direction. And that's wherever the Ribbono Shel Olam is. Ribbono Shel Olam, wherever you are, that's where I'm going. Right? You're up, I'm going up. You're down, I'm going down. You're side, wherever you go, that's where I am going to follow. But says Rebbe, Shabbos is the same thing. What's the sort of Shabbos? Shabbos is putting my circle, my world, into the square of the Ribbono Shel Olam, embedding my life into the framework of the Ribbono Shel Olam, returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, now says the Rebbe, now I understand. V'yalkin, Hayaola al Hadas, Shemeleches HaMishkan Hudoche Shabbos. Now I understand the Havamina. Now I understand why one could have thought that the building of the Mishkan would be Doche Shabbos. Why? Me'achar Shemeleches HaMishkan Hu Bechinas Binyan Heichal HaKodesh Shezeu Ba'atzmo Bechinas Shmira Shabbos Bechinas Eshab Society Shmoru Al Kein Hisirunu Hashem Yisparach Mikodem Al Shmira Shabbos. But he says, but now I understand. See, I might have actually thought that the Mishkan is Doche Shabbos. Why, Rabbi Osai? Because the Mishkan is one of the most noble endeavors Klal Yisrael has ever had. Build a physical structure for God while concurrently going ahead and building myself as a proper internal Mishkan as well. Therefore, again, the point of the Mishkan is to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to return to the Tshuva. Shabbos is also, but I would have thought, therefore, that the Mishkan is Doche Shabbos. Therefore, B'chomokom Shisra HaMalachas HaMishkan Hisra Mikodum HaShabbos L'horo She'im Malachas HaMishkan Doche Shabbos. Therefore, Rabbosai, Moshe Rabbeinu has to say, as important as the Mishkan is, as important as building the Beis Hashem and the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne is, at the end of the day, Rabbosai, the power of Shabbos is still superior and the Mishkan is not Doche Shabbos. Rabbosai, it still leaves us wondering a little bit, why not? Meaning, what the Rebbe, in fact, I love this piece of Rabbi Nachman, and doesn't matter whether I love it or not. It's magnificently beautiful. But I think at the end of the day, the Rebbe actually just accentuates the question. Because what the Rebbe is saying, to be honest, especially given his comparison, truth is, based on what he just said, the Mishkan seems to be even stronger than Shabbos. I'm just like, I'm building externally and internally concurrently. And I'm getting the game plan how to build myself with every step of the Mishkan. And in fact, from the Rebbe's words, all I really get is that Shabbos and Mishkan are almost on the same level. So the Torah is telling me, but don't build Mishkan Shabbos. But why? So we'll say, watch this. Here Rabbi Yitzchak comes in. We'll say, take a look. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Just so you know, Rabbi Yitzchak lived before. Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak lives around 1700. He's actually a contemporary of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And Rabbi Nachman, remember, is a great grandson of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So look what the Rebbe writes over here. It's in the section that's labeled Parshas Vayakel on the left-hand paragraph. Rabbi Yitzchak is addressing something dramatically different. So the Rebbe says, "Umashinemar gabe Shabbos, tziva Hashem lasos, the gabe Mishkan ksiv, asher tziva Hashem lemor." It just came for Rabbi Yitzchak. She won't come. So what happens? So did Rabbi Nachman do something to you?
I'm a big fan of
Rabbi Yitzchak. We all are. He's a big fan of you. So we'll say, so listen to this. So Mashanemar Gabi Shabbos, Tziva Hashem Lasso. So we'll say, remember again, when it comes to Shabbos, every single time the Torah speaks about Shabbos, the Lashon is always, Moshe says, keep Shabbos, Asher Tziva Hashem Lasso, as God has commanded you to do. Yet for Gabi Mishkan, Ksiv, Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor. So yet, by the Mishkan it always says that, build the Mishkan as Hashem said to you. So the Rebbe makes a very interesting observation. Now what's the Kasha? One would have assumed that the Lashon of La'asos, right to do, would be associated with what? With the Mishkan. And Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor, speech, is Shabbos. Because the truth is, the Asiya, action is by the Mishkan. Amira, Shabbos has Lalamir Shabbos, has Kiddush Shabbos, has Tefillah, but Shabbos doesn't really have any Asiyah. There's no action on Shabbos. So look what he writes. This is amazing. Venira, Kiaf apishe v'mishkan, shayu oskim v'mitzos ma'asiyos, da'aymu b'mlechas ha'mishkan, af apikein tiknu olam adibar v'zeo asher tziv ha'shem neymar. Let's listen to this. And now this is going to make sense with Rabbi Nachman. So Rabbi Yisrael says like this. In the Mishkan was a physical act, was a physical maisa, a physical endeavor. But yet, amazingly enough, it was through the physical labor of the Mishkan that they were metakin the Olam HaDibur. They rectified, or they uplifted, the world of speech and the world of thought. Rabbosai, now that we learn Rabbi Nachman, that statement makes a lot of sense. Because what was happening as they were building the Mishkan, they were taking the lessons of the Mishkan, and they were assimilating them internally. So through the actual physical labor of the Mishkan, they were speaking differently. They were thinking about themselves, about life differently. So the Asiya of the Mishkan was able to go ahead and rectify, uplift the speech and the thought of the individual. That's why whenever it comes to the Mishkan, the Torah always uses the Lashon Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor, because the ultimate personal goal of the Mishkan was not to build the structure. The personal goal of the Mishkan was, through the building of the physical structure, I build my personal structure. Through the building of the physical structure, I uplift the self. I uplift the dibur. I uplift the machshava. Watch this. Osin malacha rak mitzvos dibur kigon toro tefila kikar toro tefila b'shabbos afapikein metaknin olam left hand side hamaisa. But the Rebbe says something so beautiful that on Shabbos Kodesh, we'll say, when we don't do work, when there's no asiya, that's the opportunity we have through our dibur to uplift the maisim, to uplift the action. The Rebbe say, what do we do on Shabbos? Shabbos is the day where through our machshavas, through our thoughts of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through our Torah, through our tefillah, it's those thoughts that infuse meaning into our actions the rest of the week. Because going back to what Rabbi Nachman said, Shabbos is the day where we put our circle in the square of the Ribono Shel Olam. So Ribono Shel Olam, I am yours. We'll say, that, you know what that thought does? You make Havdalah, and you go into the week, and you're no longer a circle Jew, but you're a circle and a square Jew. You know what that does? That infuses meaning into all your maisim, into all your actions. Therefore, says the Rebbe, "V'zeh asher tziva Hashem la'asos, kilomar tikun olam ha'asiya." That's why by Shabbos Kodesh it always says, "Asher tziva Hashem la'asos." Because what's the goal of Shabbos? The goal of Shabbos is to use your machshava, to use your dibor, to lift up your maisim during the week. And now I will say, if you bring this, this is magnificent by itself, but now this helps to understand Rabbi Nachman. See, now I understand why the Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos. Because you see, Rabbi Nachman, if the Mishkan is Docha Shabbos, that means the Mishkan has become a purely physical initiative. Shabbos Kodesh is necessary in order to infuse the proper holiness into all of our physical activities. how do you ensure that a Mishkan does not simply become a physical building? How do you ensure that a Mishkan becomes a Makom Kadosh? How do you ensure that a Mishkan, building up a physical structure, inspires me to build myself? The only way to do that, Abosai, is how? Is with Shabbos. It's only with Shabbos, only when I put that circle in the square, only when I recognize that everything I do, all the physical things, first of all, A, are only possible because of the Hashkachas HaBorei, and B, have to somehow be a credit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only once I have a Shabbos that all of my physical actions could be holy. It's only once you have a Shabbos that the Mishkan could accomplish what it's supposed to. So mostly, if you bring this all together, what we have over here is this incredible marriage of concepts. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us to build a Mishkan, but he encourages us, don't just build the structure, build yourself. Torah goes into such great detail with the Mishkan because every single detail necessary for the construction of the physical structure is a detail that could be applied to build and to bolster the spiritual, personal structure, the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. Prabhupada, it is so easy sometimes for prolonged initiatives to become mundane, to become purely physical, to become rote. That's where Shabbos comes in. Shabbos is the perfect interruption in any long-term project to put your circle back in the square, to embed yourself back in the framework of the Ribono Shel Olam, to recognize that what you're doing has to be holy. What you're doing has to be a credit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What you're doing can't just be physical actions, but must always have means. Mostly we should be Zocha. You know, the same way that we say Karbanos every morning, right? We say Karbanos every morning. That's a declarative statement, right? We say Karbanos, right? It's that section in the Siddur between Brachos and Mizmor Shir, right? So the same way, why do we say Karbanos every morning? Because again, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that when you say Karbanos, Neshama Parim Sfasein. It's an amazing thing. We don't even have a Beis HaMikdash, but if you want to bring a Chakras or a Shamim or an Ola or an Ashamara Toda, you can do it every single morning. You can do it literally every single morning. You want to begin your day by washing your hands in the Kiyor, say Parshas HaKiyor. Whatever you want, you can do. We'll say it's the same thing in the Mishkan. We don't have a Mishkan. We're never again going to have a Mishkan. But when we go through these incredible details, if we delve deep and we look for the deeper meaning, not only do we get the Schar of Limud Torah, but through reliving the details of the physical Mishkan, that we have the skills ultimately to find the courage, to find the strength, to build the beautiful and magnificent Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. Maybe Zilcha Meretz Hashem to build that beautiful personal edifice. Maybe Zilcha Meretz Hashem to build that beautiful Mishkan. And maybe Zilcha Meretz Hashem to take advantage of the weekly gift of Shabbos, to put our circle back in the square, to embed our lives in the Ribono Shel Olam's framework, and allow that embedment, I don't know if that's the right word, but allow that embedding ultimately again to inspire us to infuse holiness in everything we do.
Oh, man. I feel like we should sing the love.
Probably not. Huh?